All right. Let's talk about small-time real estate investing, right? So what I see as somebody who came to the United States as a little boy, right, came from, I don't want to say I was poor, but nobody in my family owned real estate, right? Definitely not in the United States at all. So I think that what I realized from being a little kid growing up, I grew up around some people that their family owned real estate and a lot of people that their family did not own real estate. Let me tell you what I think I saw from my point of view. If your family owns real estate, you get a place that you can use, right? Somebody in the family can always use the real estate. So what I would see is, like, for instance, my grandfather or my father have no real estate. When I turned 18, I had nowhere to go, couldn't afford shit. So my life was much worse than seeing some people that I knew, their family had real estate in great areas. What they were able to do at the same ripe age of 18 to 20, right, where kids start to want to go off and live on their own, they were able to go and use the real estate of whoever in their family has owned multifamily real estate investments, right? They were able to use an apartment for a nominal fee, definitely not market rent, which allowed them to save money, which allowed them to help. Now, there's two perspectives to this. One perspective is that the person who bought the real estate is now changing their family tree. The value's going up. They're able to help people in their own family with the real estate. Whether sometimes you want to help, sometimes you don't, but you have the opportunity to help. And they are also able to sell later that property and experience multi hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars of growth in the value of the property going up. So you get to use the property and the value gets to go up, right? Now, that's a good reason for people to really start thinking about investing in real estate. You can literally help your future generations. You can literally help yourself. And then on top of that, now let's say your next generation is coming up, and what they are now able to do after they try the marketplace and see how hard it is out there to make money and to buy properties, right? None of this is easy, okay? But if you're gonna spend 40 years living your life, you might as well add real estate to your other endeavors in your life. Because over time, I'm not saying tomorrow, right? We're not talking about like get rich quick. I'm talking about like regular everyday people changing the course of their life over the next 10, 20, 30 years. Because more than likely, you will be alive and you will be around. And if you don't do this, 20 or 40 or 30 years from now, you won't be able to help anyone, not even yourself. You won't have on top of your working income, you won't have extra money that you generated from your real estate portfolio business, right? You won't have anything that you can say, hey, I financially contributed to the growth of this family's, you know, wealth, right? Through me investing in real estate and growing my portfolio. I think if you do those things, if you start to, you know, the cool thing about the way we did it, my brother and I, the way we're doing it is we literally climbed the ranks, right? So I was born in Armenia. I was raised in Uzbekistan, which is probably not as rich as the United States where we live now, right? So last time we looked it up, it was like one of the poorer countries, right? So went from that to moving to the United States, one of the richest countries, then being poor, not owning real estate or any other assets in the United States, right? Of poor mindset, of poor heart set, right? Of poor real estate set. And then to growing. Now, I'm by no stretch of imagination the biggest investor on God's green earth, right? However, the few properties that I do have and the few properties that I did flip and the real estate deals that we are able to do, if you really consider it strongly and think about it, we literally changed from getting evicted out of a one-bedroom apartment to owning apartment buildings, right? Where I have an eviction going on, right? You definitely change the game. And if you think about that, like, our kids will be able to use the real estate or sell it in the future, right? And I think it just helps. Even if you don't do it for yourself, but you have the means to grow it. One way that I really learned, I wish I learned it sooner, and this is kind of talking to the young kids out there, I really do wish I learned it sooner. But man, from the time you start working, we'll say in America that's about 14, right? To the time you start saving money, you might be working in the beginning, but not having any sort of expenses, right? So just take 50% of that income, whatever it is, whatever you're making, and just put it away into this magical piggy bank. When that piggy bank gets big enough, right, 50% of everything you earn from the time you're a little baby should basically be put into this account. Once that account is absolutely big enough, then you tell your kid at 18 years old or 19 years old or 25 years old, at whatever point they get to where the account's big enough to go put a 20% or a 30% down payment on a property, you tell them to go do that. And then you tell them to go do that again and again and again. By the time these kids are 35 years old, which there's a very high probability that most of them will get to be 35 years old, they will have a few properties, right? It's not like when I was on my way to becoming into my 30s and not owning real estate, right? So the thing about real estate is it does take effort and it does take sacrifice to come up with these down payments, to keep your credit score good, to build slowly over time. But it's like, what else are you doing? You're going to be here anyway, living this life. You might as well do it. Now, the last part of this message, right? Build over time. I think that's what I should call it. I just came up with a name. That's cool. It's hard making names for these things. But let's say the last part of building over time is if you are an inheritant, right? You got an inheritance, like my son would get an inheritance, my nieces, right? They would get inheritance of the real estate that we worked so hard to build. Your job, rule number one, is don't lose the money, right? Don't waste all that labor that your family put in into fighting with your family members. But instead, look at it like, how can we grow what they started, right? Because you could still have your regular careers and yet you can take what the previous generation did and you can add on to it and you can grow it and you can become 1,000 times better, right? And by better, I mean more financially lucrative. And if you do those things, overall, your family lives better. But the thing about it is, I truly believe if your family lives better, if you get to the point where maybe your family doesn't need as much money because your family's now got a shit ton of money. You all are paid. Everybody's driving a nice new Mercedes. That's what I'd be driving, right? Nice new Benz or BMW or anything of, or a Honda if that's what you prefer, right? Or probably you'd be in a Benz or a BMW or a Bentley, right? And if you do that and your family's well off, well, then what do you think you'll be able to do for other families? When you have more than enough, you will be able to share and help other people create wealth for their family. And I think that's how we as a community will be able to absolutely grow, right? We'll be able to grow yourself, your family tree, your generational wealth, and you also will be able to help other people do the same for their families, right? But only after you take care of yourself and what you have to do in your family. And the way you do that is, as a kid, you really start saving your money. And as an adult, you don't blow it. You just keep intelligently increasing the growth of your portfolio. And as a second or third generation person, you make sure you keep growing and increasing the portfolio. And teach the family how to live off the dividends of this real estate that you have worked so hard to buy, grow, pay down, and then leverage in order to be able to do bigger things with your life and not to have any financial struggles. And I think if you do those things, you should definitely reap the rewards of real estate investing and reap the rewards of building your real estate portfolio over time. Good luck. I hope it helps. It's not as easy as this quick 10-minute talk, but it is doable. Goodbye.